Many people trying to follow the developments in Iran have relied on blogs and social networking sites such as Facebook and Twitter. But with so much information pouring out online, it can be tough to tell what is and what isn't authentic. Cyrus Farivar reports.
There have been a lot of frantic messages on Twitter in both English and Persian, trying to get a handle on what's going on in Iran. Some claim to be from Iran, but that's almost impossible to verify. With all the traffic, it can be difficult to distinguish real messages from fake ones.
I think we had a honeymoon period where Twitter was largely used by well-intentioned, honest people to communicate. Unfortunately, recently, I believe there's been a trend to misuse that communication capability as well for spreading misinformation and disinformation.
That's Kevin Toomer, a Canadian security consultant. He says there's a phenomenon of dubious Twitter users trying to cause confusion. He says some may even be trying to lure Iranian activists to give up personal information. He thinks in some cases, it's easy to figure out who's a fake.
They either broadcast the same message over and over again, or they use fake retweets. You know, essentially they're claiming that, for example, that I said something, and they pretend to retweet what I allegedly said. And they try to use reputable people and put disinformation in their mouths.
But it's not always that easy to spot. Abbas Milani is a professor of Iranian studies at Stanford University. He says there have been many examples of the Iranian government or intelligence services using online propaganda as a way to confuse the public.
We know that they constantly send out misinformation about meeting places, jamming essentially the people by providing six different meeting places so people can't decide where, in fact, to meet.
So, what's the best way for average internet users to figure out what's real and what's not? Omid Memarian says use common sense and be skeptical. Memarian is an Iranian journalist and blogger living in California. He recommends asking questions and looking for established sources.
There are many bloggers and journalists that have used Twitter and Facebook over the last 10 days as a kind of medium to send the message out in a very beautiful way, because they do have their own standard. They respect that kind of journalistic standard, and that's why you can rely on those comments and also tweets.
Using Twitter and other new media as primary sources may be a little sketchy, but with much of the foreign media barred from Iran, it may be the best anyone can do for the time being. For The World, I'm Cyrus Farivar.